Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Let's get to the Road to Repeat, which is brought to us by our friends over at Celsius. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of
your Florida Panthers.
Oh, man, that means we got to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood guest line, which is brought to us by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com. Our guy from the Hockey News, co-host of The Hockey Show, David Dwork. Hello, buddy. How are you? I don't hear him. He's muted, J-Fig.
Oh, he's pulling in Leroy.
Oh, well, he's unmuting himself. There we go.
That's on me. That's on me.
All right.
That's on me.
Hey, accountability is the best policy, my friend.
I just hopped over the boards and fell flat on my face. So that's a rough start to the shift.
All yeah. Good. David.
The hockey talk.
Sorry, just want to say that.
Sir?
Miss you, David. Love you, buddy.
Good to have you back, buddy. Good win by the Cats last night. You know, they get the shootout win over the Devils. Kind of after about as ornery as we've heard Paul Maurice in a regular season. He seemed not too pleased with how things have been lately. What have you made of this this Cats team so far right now and what they're going through?
I think it's just kind of part of the role of a season. Like, I mean, they're about halfway through right now. For the last several weeks, they've had a lot of guys that have been sick. They've had a few guys that are playing through injuries, which is nothing out of the ordinary, you know, particularly for this time of the season when it's winter and they're traveling a lot. So to see them kind of meandering their way through the schedule right now, it's not, you know, horribly surprising. You'd like to see them playing a little bit better. But again, it's the middle of the season. They're second place in the division. They're right where they need to be in terms of the standings. And again, if you look, they're one of the best road teams in the NHL. So I don't think they're terribly worried about, you know, where they are in the standings. I think things are going to work out as the season progresses. But yeah, right now, I think Paul Maurice is more concerned with the effort level that he sees than he is any kind of, you know, concerned about long-term issues with the team. I think just night in and night out. And again, when you're dealing with so many of these issues, it's, you know, human nature. But I think that's where Maurice is at right now. He's just kind of dealing with the day-to-day just because I would think he knows long-term things will be okay.
Dave, this happens every year though, right? We have this conversation with you about this time every year. They go on the stretch, and sometimes Paul Maurice will say, look, we're not playing bad. We're just losing games. This time he was a little more upset about the effort. But come January, right, that lull before the final stretch where you start jockeying for position, this has happened the last 3 years or as long as Paul Maurice has been here. And shouldn't we be like, okay, like – we've seen this story before. Let's just, you know, settle down a little bit.
Yeah, that's actually exactly what I've been thinking for the last couple of weeks, just based off of the commentary that I've been seeing on like social media and the reaction from some fans, like, guys, take it easy. Like, you've seen this the last couple of years, and all they've done the last couple of years is go to the Stanley Cup final and win the Stanley Cup. And it's a lot of the same cast of characters there. They've actually improved a lot of it in the forward group. So like, I would just take it easy right now. You know, like you just said, Leroy, it's the middle of January. The playoffs are like 4 months from now.
Right.
So let's just, you know, let the team get together. There's still a lot of new guys on this squad. I think they have like 8 or 9 new players from last year. So it's going to take a little time to get everybody on the same page once again, to learn these systems. And that's what they're working towards right now. And I think that's kind of ties into where Paul Maurice can get his game-to-game frustrations, just kind of implementing what he's trying to do and get everybody in line ahead of the playoffs. But getting there, and once they get there, I mean, just based off what I've seen from the last couple of years with this team, I'm not terribly concerned.
Does this happen with all teams, or we're just honed in on the Panthers so we don't recognize that this happens throughout hockey for stretches of the season?
Yeah, I think, you know, in any sport, you know, baseball, basketball, any sport that takes, you know, more than half a year to complete their season and that's got so many games on a day-to-day basis, you're going to get some wear down. Now, basketball is a whole nother issue right now that we don't even get into because, like, they get a hangnail and they're out for 2 weeks. But, I mean, with hockey, I just feel like when you combine the physicality, the cold weather, the travel, the time of the year, like, it's fairly common to see, you know, things pop up between, you know, Thanksgiving and, you know, I guess March. But, you know, like you said, it's nothing that we haven't seen before. And I'd be a lot more concerned if we were talking about guys being sick and guys dealing with injuries when we're getting into April than right now in January, when I'd rather them be going through it and kind of getting themselves ready for that time of the year.
Is there have you been impressed by the Yes Man, Boqvist? I feel like he's really hit his stride the last few weeks.
It's hard not to be. I mean, look at what he's doing on a line with Anton Lundell and Carter Verhaeghe. They've been probably the Panthers' best, more consistent line over the last maybe week or two. And Boqvist has been the spark. I like that he does a little bit of everything. He's very feisty. He's not afraid to get into it. He maybe gets caught a little bit doing that. But I think on a line with a guy like Carter Verhaeghe, who's just much more tenacious and speed, and Anton Lundell, who's, you know, he's out of all the skill in the world, but he's maybe not going to be the guy that gets into those dirty areas. In terms, you know, not in terms of going into the boards, but in terms of getting physical after the whistle and things like that, he's not that guy. So I think the line really complements each other really well. And Boqvist has been, you know, like so many of the other guys, like Nosek has been quietly great on that fourth line, similarly to what Kevin Stenlund was last year. So just, you know, all these little tweaks and things that Bill Zito does has done really well. But Boqvist has been great, Tobes.
What do you make of how important do you think last night was for Spencer Knight? Like, you have a national TV game. Everything that he's been through. I mean, obviously, it's still Bob's team for, I guess, at least a couple more years. Maybe this, I don't know. But Spencer has had a long journey back, and now, you know, they have the trust in him. What have you made of his year so far?
I think it's been a fun progression to watch play out. You know, obviously, he's had his, you know, ups and downs, ebbs and flows, or whatever you want to say this year. But to see the way he's been rounding out lately on the ice has been awesome, because that's, you know, obviously, that's where you make your bread. And that's where you need to do it. But the way that he's spoken, you know, off the ice throughout the season, whether it's been after a shutout or after a game where he kind of gets shelled, he's been very just kind of steady as she goes. I mean, just kind of what you'd want to see from both a guy that's been through what he's been through over the last 18 months and from a goaltender in general. Like, you know, it's a tough position to play. And particularly a backup goalie, because you don't know how often you're going to be in there. You could get thrown in at a very random time. So to see him just so kind of not stoic, really, but because he's a happy guy, like he smiles a lot. But just to see him appear to be so comfortable in his own skin, and to now to see the way that it's producing on the ice and the way that he's played the last few games, it you know, I don't want to get ahead of myself, but it may be starting to all come together for Spencer Knight, as you would think with, you know, a goaltender with, you know, a high draft pick, first round pick, somebody who's viewed as somebody that could be very successful at this level. Maybe it's starting to come together for Spencer Knight. And you don't want to put the cart ahead of the horse. It's a goalie. He's going to have his ups and downs, right? But to see where he's at right now in that progression, I think it's awesome. And I'm really pleased with it, both from a journalist perspective and from a goalie perspective. I'm really happy to see where Spencer Knight is at today.
Level of excitement you have for the Winter Classic coming to South Florida?
A scale has yet to be invented to measure my level of excitement. Just just the idea of going to any outdoor game is awesome right there, right? You throw the Panthers into the mix and it's like, oh man, they're going to be the center of attention for a little while. And then it's in our backyard. It's in a ballpark that, however you feel about that land plot, that building, it's somewhere we all have some kind of connection to. And right. Now we're going to be going to a bleeping outdoor hockey, hopefully outdoor hockey. Hopefully they can get the roof open. But they probably have a plan for that, right? Because it's 2025 and they did an outdoor game in LA for crying out loud. So I'm pumped. Like when I start to think about it, like, man, I'm going to be there and, you know, who knows what.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Kind of events they're going to have surrounding it. It just seems like so much fun. I feel like the fans down here, the way that we've seen them show out for the playoffs the last couple of years and the way that they showed out for the parade and the All-Star game, like it's going to be a spectacle. I can't wait to see what the league does, what the city does. I think it's going to be super exciting. And I'm pumped. I'm shaking thinking about how excited I am right now. Yeah.
He's got the
hair sticking up in my arm. This is awesome.
Do you, how excited are you? Cause I don't, we were talking about this yesterday. Leroy did that thing where he asked me a hockey question. I don't know. So I'll kick it to you. What the hell is this Four Nations thing that's coming up in a couple weeks? Cause I'm very intrigued about it. The Panthers have a lot of guys in this thing that's coming up.
They do. They have 8 players. They have Bill Zito is part of Team USA. They have their equipment guys, part of Team USA, their video guy. He's involved. They're all in it. And, it's basically kind of replacing the All-Star game this year, because there's no All-Star game this year. This is instead. And it's US, Canada, Sweden, Finland, playing a round robin. The first 4 games for each are going to be in Montreal. And then the final round robin games will be in Boston. And they'll have their semifinal and their final. And it's basically best on best, which if you talk to any hockey player, hockey fan, that's what we want. We want to see best on best. We want to see the best, that whether it's at an All-Star game, which, you know, I stop myself right there, because an All-Star game is an All-Star game. Nobody's crying. Like, you put your country's flag on your sweater, you go out there, you're representing. That's a different ball game. So I think this is what we're really excited for, is just to see guys that, you know, we see them in the NHL and those kind of matchups, but that's really it. The Olympics come along like, you know, once every, you know, forever.
So
this is going to be really cool.
Are all the Finns playing for Finland? Like, are all Panthers Finns? We basically are little Finland. So are we sending all of them?
Yeah, no. Barkov, Mikola, Luostarinen, and Lundell. They're all going.
Excellent.
Wow. I mean, yep. Like, I've never experienced, like, I know when players switch teams, you play against your buddy or whatever, you know, but all of my friends were on the offensive side of the ball, so I never played against them. But hockey and basketball, you actually play against each other. How weird is that? Like, that's got to be a weird thing, right?
It's
having
the cool
to check
thing.
Your teammate, right?
Yeah, that's what's cool about hockey, though. Like, I can't speak for other sports or basketball or things like that, but I know with hockey, like, it's kind of like a well-known thing. Like, it happens on the ice, stays on the ice. And obviously, there's lines that, like, once in a while, somebody may cross something. But, you know, quite generally, you know, you leave your personal relationships, all that, you leave it off the ice. You get out there, you're gonna talk smack. You're gonna hit a guy in the boards. It can feel personal. I mean, you know, Leroy, football. Right. It's hard not to be personal in those moments where you're trying to obliterate somebody. But that's what's really cool about hockey. And we talk about how hockey guys are just great guys, that they can go out there and really try to mangle each other, and then go hug and have dinner right afterwards, like it's all good.
Trevor makes up a good point. Is Russia not on because of Putin? Like, what's the deal? Why no Russian in the four cup nation?
Yeah, because so, then it would be five cup.
Well, I understand that, but I mean, in all respect, I mean, I think I've heard of more good Russian hockey players than Swedish.
No, let me tell you, David, if I had asked that question, old Dum Dum would have said the same thing to me. So,
bastard.
Yeah.
So that's why no.
I think that's a good answer, though. I think that's what we should roll with.
I gotcha. All right. I just, you know.
No, it's been the whole Russia thing has been kind of taboo for a little while. Like, you know, the Olympics, they didn't have Russia. They had the athletes representing Russia or whatever they did. So it's been a little funky. The Stanley Cup has not been to Russia in several years. So it's, for now, it's just kind of like the thing that, you know, nobody really talks about too much, but it's kind of like, eh.
Gotcha. Do you feel like this is, does year three Matthew Tkachuk feel like he's fighting even more people? Because I feel like now every night this dude is legitimately in a brawl.
I think he has this role that he plays, and he really enjoys his job. And I maybe guys are looking a little bit more to agitate him. You know, maybe he's more noticeable.
I feel like this. I feel like I've watched.
Pretty noticeable.
That's a good job. But I feel like I've seen like seven games this year where legitimately there's a fight after the game. Like, it's just every single time, win or lose, there's like somebody fighting Matthew Tkachuk after the final whistle, just because like they're just sick of his ass. I don't know.
Well, here's my thought on the whole thing. Matthew Tkachuk, we all can agree, plays kind of an old school style of hockey that maybe would have been better suited in like the 80s and 90s, just because he's just as physical as he is an offensive player. My big problem with the NHL right now is that a clean hit is responded to with such ferocity that you think a guy just got two hand high sticked in the face.
Right.
Like, there used to be a time where clean hits were just kind of like, okay, you just got lined up and knocked out and we're going to go on with our lives because that's hockey. But now every hit is responded to with like a melee. And it's like we saw last night when the Panthers were playing in New Jersey. So I think that kind of plays into it as well. Right now, you know, maybe guys are getting a little soft or a little too sensitive or whatever. But that's an element of the game that it's kind of frustrating, because those big hits are such a fun part of hockey. And, you know, now we're almost villainizing them, if that's a word, on their own, our own as hockey.
Isn't it weird? Because when I see Tkachuk play, I think his skill set doesn't fit the physicality that he plays with, right? Because he's very skilled with the puck. And usually those guys are not as close to that kind of physicality as he is. And I think that's what throws a lot of people off. You think, oh, he's just a goon. But that's not the case at all.
No, he's like Bill Zito said the day that they signed him, I think it's like a perfect descriptor. He's a unicorn. Like, guys just don't do that. Like, right. He can play both sides. He can wear both hats. And I think like it makes me think of Sasha Barkov, in that Barkov also, like Tkachuk, all the skill in the world. But it's up here. If Barca have had the kind of mentality of a guy like Alex Ovechkin to just like focus on scoring, you know, that's it. Barkov could be scoring 50, 60 goals a year with his skill. No doubt in my mind. But that's not who he is. He's a guy that focuses just as much on his defensive play, just like Tkachuk focuses just as much on the physical element and getting to that part of hockey. And I think that's kind of why the Panthers have been such a well-rounded team, is they have so many guys that can do so many different things, but not necessarily their main focus or what their game's modeled around.
My favorite thing is always when somebody tries to fight Barkov and he goes, mm-mm. It's just like, I'm not in the mood. I don't want to.
He almost smiles more in those situations than when he scores a goal.
Right, which is, that's the direct opposite of Tkachuk.
Right.
Tkachuk is like, hold on, give there me was, a second.
Dude, he had all of the devils were on him last night. I'm like, what is happening?
All of them.
All of them. Like, who's in the middle there? That's Chucky.
No, there's a picture that my buddy Roy Bellamy posted on Twitter where it's like all you see is like red jerseys, and then you just see Tkachuk's head sticking out of the pile.
And he's smiling.
Yeah, he's perfect smiling. Matthew Tkachuk. Because he enjoys it. Right. I think he's got like a secret like pleasure for pissing off goalies. I've always got my eye in the goal crease. He does so good at getting under a goalie's skin without doing anything illegal. Like, as a goaltender, like, I, you know, you don't want to be bothered too much out there. And he's so good at just the parts of the game that maybe not a lot of guys want to get into or whatever. But that's what makes him such a valuable guy on this team, is that he does everything that maybe guys don't even have players on the other team that do. And then he goes out there and he'll score 40 goals.
Which is that's the weird part to me, because the two situations that we talked about, the 40 goals and him being the irritant, that usually doesn't come in one person.
No, very rare. It's like, I'm just trying to think off the top of my head, anybody in the last, like in this generation, that's been that kind of player. And it's really hard to think of. Like, they were much more common, back in the 80s and 90s, when guys were like, it was a more fun physical game back then. Now, it's much more, and rightly so to an extent, you got to focus on safety, but it's fun to watch Matthew Tkachuk do his thing, man.
It's fun to watch you do your thing, buddy. Go follow David Dwork, the hockey news co-host of the Hockey Show with Roy Bellamy, with Metalark Media as well. Does a fantastic job. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you, man. It's always nice to be here, be around awesome people. Good to see you guys.
All right. Take care, David. We'll take a break.
Hi, Marcos.
Back after this.